This is the Sportscast in a Podcast. That's what it says in the yearbook. I'm your host, Doug. To reach us, says in the yearbook at hotmail.com. At a Philadelphia Phillies, relax, it's a long season. We're not piling on. At a Phillies home spring training game with the Tigers in Florida, it did not take long to find Eagles shirts. We took one picture before the game and already accidentally caught Eagles fans in it. Go Eagles, as expected. Much Eagles paraphernalia in the stands. And it did not take long to find Tigers fans. The stadium was mostly Tigers fans, in fact. We're told to see a ton of Midwest license plates in Florida in general, you know, like at restaurants and stuff. That turned out to be true. And a bus trip or something brought a, well, busload of Tigers fans to the game. Even if you were watching on TV, you could hear the crowd go nuts when Detroit scored early and then never relented. At the Phillies and also the Orioles stadiums, we should mention the vendors were really, really patient and really nice about us wanting to grab a program from the middle of their pile that was untouched by human hands. Now, we know enough to know that we don't know just how difficult it is to do retail at a game. Either it's hot or it's cold, and it's a tough job. It's a very important job because the franchises rely on the money from souvenirs. We understand they don't have time to make friends. They're there to do a job, and you got to do it well. It's a difficult job. They don't have a staff of thousands. It could be as few as one person. So we know enough to know that we don't know just how difficult it is. But when you're going for any souvenir, I don't know, souvenir puck or something like that at a game, you know, and you're just like, hey, can I just take one out of the box? You know, not the display, the floor model. Can I just take one out of the box that, you know, is like brand new? And then you get, they're all the same. Yeah, but they're all the same. We understand it's a really tough job, but isn't that deflating? So everybody was really cool and really nice, and we really appreciate that. We will never forget years ago at an NHL arena that happened. We asked for a souvenir. We were like, yeah, you know, this is a display model. Could we get one that's, you know, in perfect shape? And without saying anything else, the guy, young guy, he completely understood. And he was really cool. He just reached down, took an item out of the box. And we never forgot just how nice that was and that he got it. That was really cool in a tough situation. We really, really appreciate that. Plus, the pencils that come with the Phillies programs, they don't say Bowling by Dave on them. They're red and white, and they're actual Phillies pencils. Nice touch. So, not much thought given to the Phillies, but a lot happened in a blowout loss. They have two players with cool dreadlocks. Sam Fuld, who's not one of them, but whose mother was a New Hampshire state senator, is the new player information coordinator. We saw Philly shortstop J.P. Crawford race all the way over toward first base, cut off the second baseman to field a grounder, then say, I forgot as a shortstop, I'm not used to making these throws, as his short throw to first sailed way high and way wide and nearly went into the stands. Also, the new manager is Gabe Kapler. We just got that joke the producer Rob made about Welcome Back, Cotter. Kapler's part of a new wave, which really took over this season, of managers who use the waves of breakdowns and advanced information or analytics to direct strategy. His bio in the Philly spring training program is 3 pages long. It features his picture, Kapler's picture, next to kind of an analytics-y chart, and features the line, this is a quote, "The Phillies franchise is now fully committed to advanced metrics," unquote. It actually says that in the yearbook program, which is, yes, where the title of this podcast came from. Now, analytics, if you don't know, you're like, wow, this guy is a gold glove fielder. He's great. We want to sign him for $600 million. But then your charts and graphs, what is it, like fielding radius, which shows you how good he is at tracking balls that are far away and close to him. You look at his fielding radius, and he really isn't as good a defensive player as you might have thought. The computer says he is an overrated defensive player, so you find somebody who's a better defensive player for much less money, use the money you save to sign two other guys, and you go on to win the World Series. That's analytics, and that'll come back later. Now, Kapler, to his credit, unlike so many football coaches in the preseason, he says in spring training, the stuff he does in spring training, he's definitely going to try to do during the season. He's not just going to do it in spring training and forget about it. For example, in our game, he kept moving the outfielders, the left fielder and the right fielder, kept actually switching positions after each batter because one of them had a better arm and they were trying to predict where the ball was going to go. Now, analytics are a thing, and a thing that works, but the description of managers, including Kapler, as spokespeople for a vast front office It's just kind of vaguely creepy. Also, not everyone has a new school manager, but a lot of teams do. And baseball, like many sports, is a zero-sum game. When their opponent wins, the Phillies lose. So, the analytics game has to end badly for someone. Who's it going to be? That's it.